Goodbye, Internet Explorer. Hello, Edge. That's the new web browser, the thing you open up to look for stuff on the Internet, that's being introduced today as part of Microsoft's new Windows 10. And Microsoft is introducing this latest system after a lot of criticism over Windows 8 a few years back, and after the company announced nearly 8,000 layoffs earlier this month. Let's bring in CNN's Maggie Lake. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Robin.
So we mentioned a new Internet Explorer system. How else is Microsoft trying to win users over with this new Windows 10?
It's a little bit of old and a little bit of new. This is really an acknowledgement that Windows 8 was pretty much a disaster, a lot of people unhappy with it. So they're saying that there's something familiar here but also fresh. And the familiar is, of course, that start button that, who knew, everyone was so obsessed with and really needed and missed when it was gone. So that will look familiar back in its place with some changes. But there's a lot of new in this as well. Cortana is a Siri-like assistant, is going to be there. You mentioned Edge, which is a faster browser, which will replace Explorer, which a lot of people acknowledge is feeling pretty tired right now. There's also a new gaming system where you can stream games off your Xbox and play it elsewhere in your house. This is really speaking to Microsoft's desire to kind of be seamless and be able to have you move around from device to device. And so that's probably going to strike people as pretty cool. And then some things maybe that are not as sexy but really necessary, security upgraded. This is going to come with antivirus, anti-malware software built in. You won't have to get that extra pay for that extra, and also has things like iris recognition, which is where they see it moving. So there's a lot of stuff that they've refreshed, and it's getting pretty good reviews from people.
Well, and how important is that? We mentioned nearly 8,000 layoffs earlier this month. What's the company trying to do here?
Well, they're trying to retool themselves. I mean, Robin, Microsoft is – we're seeing a world where PC sales are dropping. People are migrating to mobile devices, and Microsoft completely missed the boat on that. They had that disastrous acquisition from Nokia, and the Windows phones just have not taken off, and a lot of those layoffs are centered in that area. And it's acknowledgement by the CEO, Satya Nadella, that that's just not turning out to be successful for them. So they're sort of throwing in the towel, and they're trying to position themselves for the next wave. But I was talking to my colleague David Goldman, who's been following this too. And the risk here for Microsoft, it looks like they have a really good operating system now with Windows 10. So if you've been putting off that PC upgrade for a long time, that is probably good, and maybe you will think about doing it. And if you were moving on to the Internet of Things, then Microsoft maybe is positioned for that. The problem is, what if we don't? What if people stay married to those mobile phones, mm-hmm. and that becomes the control center for everything? Then Microsoft's in trouble. This Windows 10, as good as that may be, won't fix that problem.
Well, especially since maybe they've overpromised. They're telling shareholders that Windows 10 will reach 1 billion users within 3 years, and that would be the fastest adoption rate ever.
I think that is aggressive, but they say there's 1 billion people using Windows now, so it just means if everybody sort of adopts to the new one, they're pretty far along on that. But 3 years is fast. But listen, they have to. They have to have that sort of adoption. And Satya Nadella gets good marks. I mean, he's not the kind of person to overpromise, but I think people are worried. If PCs get replaced, and if we move to this Internet of Things, they can reach that goal. If you're going to stay on your phone, you have no reason to move off of your Android or Apple. That's going to be a problem for Microsoft, and they're going to disappoint. So this is a really good step in the right direction, but I think the verdict's out as to whether this is the strategy that's going to take them forward.
We shall see. CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks as always.
Sure. Thanks, Robin.